First, you see it pop up on a couple of restaurant menus, a food you've never heard of before. Then suddenly, it's everywhere. You can't escape it. Maple bacon donuts come to mind here. Food trends can easily spoil through oversaturation, or sometimes they grow slowly and stick around, like fermentation. The show's Annika Klein digs in.
Stroll through the Uptown Farmers Market in central Phoenix, and you'll find flowers, fruits and veggies, coffee, the usual market goods.
Yeah, totally. So this one is the apple, kale, and cabbage. It's got horseradish root and mint.
But step up to the Green Goddess Ferments booth, and it feels more like a pharmacy.
All right, so this is 2 ounces twice a day, or if you're getting a little sluggish in the afternoon, have a good 2 ounce shot of this, and it just gives you a little boost of energy.
Owner Suzette Smith is talking about kraut juice with a customer. If you've never heard of kraut juice, then maybe the fermentation bug hasn't bitten you just yet. Smith says she fell into it through her work in health and nutrition.
And I came across, you know, this fermentation and started playing with it, sharing it with friends, and that old adage of, you know, you should take this to the market kind of happened, and here we are, a year later, still selling sauerkraut.
Interest in this ancient process is now growing in Phoenix, Smith says. Enough for her to start the city's first fermentation festival.
We will be doing a class on kefir, how to make your own kefir, how to make kombucha.
Kefir and kombucha are the quirkier cousins in the fermentation family, but you probably know some of the other members.
Most people don't realize they're probably very large fans of fermentation because it is a crucial role in creating so many foods that we all love. Everything from coffee to chocolate to bread to pickles all require fermentation to exist.
That's Lauren Saria. She's the food editor for the Phoenix New Times, and she has seen trend after trend trickle down to Phoenix after making their way through other cities. And fermentation is no different.
We're a little behind, but we'll get there.
What might preserve this trend, she says, is it actually acts as a junction where many different food trends meet.
People are sort of coming to it from different interests, whether it be making your own bread leads you to an interest in sourdough and therefore fermentation, or home gardening, you know, leads you to wanting to make pickles, and that then leads you to fermentation.
To see that theory in action, hop over 2 states to Texas, where the Austin Fermentation Festival has become the Texas Farmers Market's biggest event of the year. Kate Payne is the organizer, and she says she was shocked the first year when more than 2,000 people attended.
We were like, who are all these folks? Because we don't see all of them at the farmers markets or at food events. It was just this really cool gathering of folks that have an interest in some sort of fermentation projects. And since we cover all of them, it really brought a whole bunch of different people together.
Big festivals like that have been at the center of the fermentation trend, from Santa Barbara to Boston to Portland. And Suzette Smith says that's fitting.
It's about empowering and inspiring people. And if we can empower them to make their own, then we're making our community a better place.
By exchanging live cultures through a culture of community. For the show, I'm Annika Klein.
The Phoenix Fermenters Festival is tomorrow from 2 until 6 at the Uptown Farmers Market.